Today on the podcast, I want to talk about lessons I have learned over the last 3 months of crowdfunding for an AI startup. I feel like so many things have changed and there's been so many things that are different now than they were, you know, let's say raising money for startups in the past over the last few years. So I want to highlight some of those and talk about some of the things that I think we're going to be seeing in the future, especially as I've been talking to founders and seeing what the direction of these new startups is, how much you can automate with AI, with virtual assistants, the money being harder to come by from venture capitalists who are, you know, kind of have run out of funding after some bad investments over the last few years. There's so much that has changed. So I want to highlight all of that. And all of this is in light of the fact that there is only 7 days left of my crowdfunding campaign. If you've been listening to the podcast for the last few months, you've known that I have been raising money on Republic. If you're interested, you can go to republic.com/AI-box. I'll leave a link in the show notes to check it out. So far, you know, we've raised over $300,000 on Republic and $100,000 off platform. So we're over $420,000 raised from over 420 investors. And it has been an absolute wild ride. I could not have done it with all of the incredible people that listen to the podcast, the community we've built here to really build this project, AI Box, which is a no-code AI app builder and marketplace. It allows you to take virtually any of your workflows, anything you do using AI tools to automate those processes, and just saves you a ton of time not having to log into multiple accounts, not having to copy and paste prompts, not having to link together different tools. It does it all for you. So it's phenomenal. What I really want to talk about is some of the things that I have seen change. One of the biggest things I've been talking to a lot of founders recently, I am seeing one big trend that I'm seeing is the rise of, you know, I remember hearing like a bunch of people say, we're going to see like billion-dollar companies with one employee and a bunch of like AI tools. I haven't seen exactly that, but I'm actually seeing very close. I'm seeing the rise of two founder companies where essentially you have a CEO, a CTO, and a ton of contractors, virtual assistants, AI tools that are helping to expedite the whole process. Now, I know that sounds, you know, a little wild, especially when we're talking about technology companies who obviously need a lot of developers with a lot of different specialties and, you know, specialize in different areas. But a lot of that today, what I'm seeing, and I'm talking to founders that have raised, you know, a couple million dollars for some of these AI startups, because of the power of these AI tools, they really are able to hire contractors. They're able to hire people to like use a lot of these AI tools and like honestly expedite it. I know this is going to be controversial, and there's going to be a lot of people that think this is like impossible, ridiculous, improbable, and a terrible idea. But I'm just telling you what I'm seeing. I am seeing this a lot, where you can get a ton of technology built, a really impressive companies created, because there's so much automation that now happens with AI. And you can do it with very few people, and you can outsource a lot, which, you know, traditionally has not been super popular, but I'm really seeing a big comeback. So that's one area that that's one trend I'm seeing. Another trend I am seeing is, of course, something I think a lot of people are talking about, which is this bootstrap approach, where whether you bootstrap or you do friends and family, or you do a smaller seed round from VCs or other people, I'm seeing this as a lot more popular of an option. Of course, in the past, when there was the ZIRP era and money was a lot easier to come by, people had crazy valuations and crazy, you know, pricing. They could get a lot of money. I have friends that raised millions of dollars for seed companies without product market fit. And it was definitely a crazy era. What I'm seeing now is investors are interested in coming in earlier. So if they're investing, they want to come in pre-seed or seed instead of waiting till later. And they also are really interested in companies that are either profitable or have a high likelihood of being profitable very quickly. Not something where it's like, you know, we're going to take the next 3 years to develop a product and then launch. So they want to see very quick turnaround times, and they want to see, they're really interested in companies that are focused on profitability, not just growth. I think one of the big trends that was, you know, pretty egregious in the last cycle was, you know, you would raise millions of dollars, and in order to give a return, you would essentially, without product market fit, have to buy product market fit. So you would spend, for every $10 you'd spend on sales to acquire a customer, you would maybe make $2 back from that customer. And even though that wasn't a profitable transaction, this vicious cycle would repeat where they just needed to prove that they could get customers. So they would be spending exorbitant amounts of money. And when everyone's doing that, of course, the cost of ads and the cost of sponsorships and everything goes up. So the cost of acquiring a customer got really expensive. It was crazy. I remember running Self-Pause during that era. Self-Pause is my last startup, the number one AI life coach. And it was pretty crazy just to see how much from the beginning of that company to that era, like the cost of Google Ads increased was absolutely wild. But this is definitely not the case. Today, we're seeing these bootstrapped, very lean companies, a handful of people, sometimes two main founders, and then they're outsourcing stuff so they don't have to do stock options or so that they can essentially get things cheaper or done quicker. They can scale up more. So this is something I think that's very interesting that we're seeing. One thing that I will say I think is an absolutely incredible thing that I have personally seen, and I know this is not everyone's path, but I'm seeing this trend definitely a lot more where as you're kind of doing this bootstrapped approach or this more lean approach, people are also looking for organic media as being a bigger and more important piece of the puzzle. So, and I've also talked to investors that say this is very important for what they're investing in, and that is companies that are, they have built in distribution. So that's founders that are either, you know, you're big on Twitter or you're big on LinkedIn or you're big on YouTube or you have a big podcast or some medium that you can reach your target audience is really, really important and is incredibly beneficial. I think about this podcast and, you know, I have over 2 million podcast downloads last year. This is phenomenal reach of my customers, the community, the feedback I've been able to get from everybody listening has been, you know, so incredible for helping to build the platform and make it something that I know is going to be used. When I have, 2 million listens and I have people leaving me comments and sending me messages and sending me DMs on LinkedIn with the features they would like to see, what they would like to use it for. This is, you know, it's so much more appealing, I think, for an investor coming in. But beyond that, it's really helpful for me to make sure I'm creating a product that's great. And then as soon as we have this ready to launch, we have a large audience that we can, that's excited about the product that we can share it with. This is a trend that, of course, like this is something I've seen with our own product, AI Box. The AI Chat podcast has done phenomenal. We have AI Applied. We have AI Hustle. We have a number of podcasts that have really great reach, right? They're all ranked. They're all top ranked podcasts. AI Chat is a top ranked technology podcast, very competitive category. AI Applied is a top ranked business news podcast in the top 20. AI Hustle is a top ranked entrepreneurship podcast, again, a competitive category. And all of this is possible and creates essentially really, really awesome community. So this is something that's worked well for us, but I also see this as a big trend where startups are looking at starting their own podcasts. I've even had, talked to startups that have said that they're encouraging every single senior role and every single employee in their company to tweet multiple times a day or post on X. And like even down to their CTO, who it's not like this is for just like reaching new customers, but their CTO, they're encouraging the CTO to tweet every day, build in public so that when they go and reach out to new engineers, they're like, they said, this one company in particular, after they've kind of started doing this, they said about 50% of the engineers, when they talked to them about like, what kind of research they'd done on the company, they're like, yeah, like I looked up your CTO. I saw what he was tweeting. I saw what he was building. That's really what got me excited about your project, what you're doing. So I do think this is a great piece of advice. If you're in a startup or otherwise, helping your employees build their own personal brands is actually beneficial for the company. And of course, this is beneficial for your employees. So I think this is a valuable thing to do either way. And it also, of course, just increases the engagement that your podcast can get. So that's something that I've been seeing a lot lately. And I mean, again, as far as the podcast goes, for me, something that I have been absolutely thrilled with is just the connections that I have also made on the podcast. I've been able to meet with some of the top founders from some of the top AI companies. And of course, I think that this can be beneficial for any company, whether that's your partners, your clients, your vendors that you are kind of putting through your own media channels. I think that you can get a lot of benefit from that. But specifically for me on the podcast, being able to interview some of the top AI founders has been awesome for me to help get the word out about them, to network and make great connections. But also, this is a great way for me to, create connections with people that I will eventually have their own their technology on the AI Box platform. And they'll be able to help further the reach of AI Box in their own network. So for me, this is something I've been really excited about. I've been, you know, reached out to by some really incredible, massive AI companies recently about doing partnerships. And this is all from the podcast and some of the connections I've made on here. So really, really incredibly useful. And then, of course, I think another big thing that I have just personally learned looking at this is honestly the value of going to some of these in-person events. So last summer, I've told a lot of people I was at the AI4 conference. I met so many incredible people there from some of all the top Fortune 500 companies working in AI. These events, I think, are really great. I'll be doing a lot more of those this year. I'll be speaking at a number of events. And I really do like want to stress that going to these industry-specific events can be phenomenal for education, also for networking. So I think that these are a really big part of, you know, what I've seen as an important piece of this kind of these AI startups in the future. So as we kind of look at all the things that I've learned, one thing I do want to say is just a huge thank you to everyone that has joined the waitlist for AI Box. This is largely driven by the podcast, and so it's kind of reflective of the people that listen to the podcast. But I have been absolutely thrilled that AI Box and our waitlist has over 3,700 corporations and professionals on it right now, including people from Google, KPMG, FedEx, Ally Bank, Harvard, Atlassian, Verizon, and many others. And our AI Box creator Facebook and Discord groups have over, 3,700 members as well. These are people that are, ready to build on the platform and excited about what we're doing there. And all of this comes from the podcast. So really thankful to everyone who has joined us on this journey, who's been part of our groups, who's joined us on our wait lists. Really excited for what we're going to be able to launch. If you are interested in investing in an AI startup in AI Box, you can go over to Republic. As I mentioned, we only have 7 days left that we are taking investments, and then our crowdfunding round is closed. We really did this as a way to help all of the people that have been supporting us and have been around from the beginning to give you an opportunity to be part of the journey and part of the project. So if you're interested in that, I'll leave a link in the description to republic.com/AI-box. But until next time, I hope you have a fantastic rest of your day.